From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Doherty High School in Colorado Springs is now requiring its students to wear their ID badges as part of a safety measure. The move comes after a shooting incident near the school last month where one student was injured. Administrators implemented the policy so school staff can quickly identify people in the building. Staff is also required to wear their badges. Meanwhile, as the National Rifle Association says, it's open to review of its so-called bump stocks that allow firearms to shoot as rapidly as a fully automatic weapon. U.S. Senator Michael Bennett is co-sponsoring a bill to restrict them. The Las Vegas shooter altered his firearms with the devices in Sunday's deadly mass shooting. Bennett spoke on the Senate floor yesterday about stronger background checks that Colorado created following the massacres at Columbine High School and the Aurora movie theater. Those checks last year prevented about 8,700 firearm purchases in state, roughly 2% of those applying to buy a gun.
Among them were murderers and rapists and kidnappers and domestic abusers. No one can come to this floor and tell me that Colorado is worse off because we kept guns out of the hands of those people.
Some congressional Republicans say they're open to the legislation. And the Arizona Diamondbacks and a coach are being fined by Major League Baseball for wearing an Apple Watch in the dugout during the team's win over the Rockies in a playoff game. The commissioner's office says it's only a matter of regulation and found no evidence the watch was used for any game purpose. This is 91.5 KRCC News.